Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra-Deep Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Sharadvatiputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Tiyata om gati gati paragati parasam gati bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharadvatiputra and noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Jesus, Drabha Rebekah Jodh So we can say that we have accumulated a great deal of merit, so that is why this time we met at this kind of precious dharma. So with this kind of precious dharma, we can able to achieve a great attainment. So how we should attain we need to have a method.
Tendrige todi toma tobole de rani yi xie de la le du ne ne jibe de pyo chi chires.
So the method is, we need to first listen to the instruction, and then we contemplate on that, what we listen, and then we put into practice.
Did you debut set de la peto carrieres?
So then ultimately we will attain the great achievements. So what kind of benefit that kind of great achievement will bring in this life, and as well as many future lives.
Rani sembate shiwa dan sembate jachimo yogore sanada.
So that will bring benefit in this life, it will make us give us a peace of mind, and as well as we will be it will free us from from the samsara, and as well as nirvana.
Tela tembi ni jan jen ni rani la ki ton de bodan ju de bo chai katu ko de bo sina khuyu ya bo cha gur sala.
And also in brief, it will create a peaceful environment, so whenever we met other people, associate with other people, so we can be easygoing, and as well as get along with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. So if we really put into practice what we have heard, then we will become that kind of good person, and also in the world, everybody wanting for peace. So, to have a genuine peace, we need to transform our mind or tame our mind. Mm-hmm. So, this is the beginning of the, world peace.
Tundri ki semba zombo yobala tene kaza tene shawa ngebala jugumare sa.
If one has that kind of good heart, then that person won't engage in any misdeed or any mischievous things.
Shawa ngeba la mejuu di shawa zomba la juu ugu di shawa zombi drebe tela dene chewa shimi pecho la.
So that person, refrain from doing those things, and that person will cultivate, virtuous things, and because of this, that person will be reborn in many future lives, higher and higher state of existence. So that is so then eventually ultimately attain the state of Buddhahood. So in this way, we can gain the benefit in the short term and as well as the long term.
Donene rhoda ji nego da tatu de reje le pedo yu de da le ni ge ta mi chu de yoga ye se be kyo ji go re sa.
So in brief, why I'm listening to this teaching is to benefit myself, and as well as to benefit infinite sentient beings. So with this kind of attitude, we should listen to the teaching. So, as Rinpoche said, you know, we try to meditate on these things for a while and to you know, try our best to arise that kind of a thought in our mind and, you know, with a good motivation. So, with this kind of, you know, great motivation, what we're going to listen and what we're going to teach is, you know, called Lamrim, which is the, you know, lamp of the, you know, three existence.
Did you Laja Senare in the Rani Yalani to where you touch him, but the Toma can Susan Barisalana, and the Toma Daja Temashaja Tubanez, and the Amin Sayami by the Juma Chini Sumi Yeni, Damachiba Chiris.
So this kind, if this is so precious, then you know where it come from is, you know, it first, you know, teach by Buddha Shakyamuni, and until you know until our root guru, it is in the unbroken lineage. So in this teaching, what kind of greatness it possessed is, it has a unique greatness, you know, unique greatness than the other instructions. So this, you know, it is like a, you know, like a food that is, you know, completely prepared and, you know, arranged on the table and ready to eat. If you, you have to go and sit there and just eat it. It is like that. So this kind of great teaching, how we should listen is, you know, at least, you know, if we could, we should generate the, you know, the body mind, and if, you know, at least you know that we must have a genuine, you know, admiration toward the awakened mind from the, you know, teacher's side, as when it is same to the teacher's side and as well as the audience side.
Kuchi kansa jinda ji yimme jinda ji le ching dong be sonri ji mare la da te che na so so le kesong che wa yo re sa da.
So this is not like, you know, some kind of, you know, punishment, you know, met by some person to bring miseries to other person. It is not like that.
Tejune gaso namba sanje bi chu kanje che so na te yiji bi ji hyo do go la de te so bo de he ba ji na sa ji le ma so de hyo do go ro re la.
So these are the, you know, chapters, you know, are common to all the Buddha's teaching. These are the different chapters we need to know.
Ta jugu ye de la ni sa yi sa ji ni ni long ji zawa xian jin de bi ci de 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 lo ji da jiang yi ren ba sen yi de ji za yi dang jia le la.
So the actual instruction is, you know, the fourth chapter, the root of all the, our realization is reliance on the you know, instructor or the guru, and after that, how we should engage in our practice.
Mijana ji chora thoma ge ge yabo chi ten sho asla bare la da kadu hi na.
So indirect, you know, the, you know, you will give an advice to seek a, you know, a good teacher.
Ani chiro geke de te sa sona ani lo jibale de de dos rosho sene ni riba de che itala sa che jibate.
So when you found that kind of good teacher, then, you know, you know, you know, you should practice unmistaken stages of the path, you know, from beginning to the Buddhahood.
Chiron la chupa ye nasa duwa, chupa ye nasa te jyo no dusne ne jyo gure daas, katu kyeche dire da.
So, if we say directly, then, you know, it is like, you know, you have a liver disease, and you know, to cure or heal that disease, you need to take this and that, and, you know, avoid, you know, such and such things, instruction like that.
ဒါဆိုကြလို့ကိနာဒါဆိုရင်ဆက်ချင်ပါလားနိဒီဒီတဲ့လားချင်းပေါ်နေပြီးရှိကောဒါချင်းပေါ်ချက်တန်နေပြီးသူကြီးချက်ဒါချင်းပေါ်တုံးပေါ်တဲ့တော့ဆက်ချင်ဒါချင်းပေါ်ချက်တန်နေပြီးသူတဲ့လားကြီးချက်ဟမ်လောင်ကြည့်နားကြလားငယ်ပါချက်ပေါ်ဒါချင်းပေါ်နေစငိုးရဲရောင်းတုံးပေါ်တော့ဆက်ဒါချင်းပေါ်နေစငိုးတဲ့လားနိကျွေးချွေးကတော့ဒီမောင်ရောင်းကြရမှာညောင်းစလင်းစီကျွေးပေါ်နေတာဒီမောင်ရောင်းကြက 다 동부 이 차지 다 말이 다 동부를 이 제대 심어 되지 줄로 제 뭐 심어 제 심어 데이 탑 되면 하지 다 동부를 이 제대 심 제대 되는 데 뭐냐 저아지 세트 봐도 제대 심어 제단 저 로아니 제 대도 상바스 당 같은 제대 심어 제단 저 로아니 제 대도 상바스 이게 가도 열었어라다 사지 이게 가도
So, you know, last week where we left is, you know, it is on the 100 and page 161, you know, reflecting on your future life.
Kwa dhibo shi nga son, shi nima to desa ya maro, dena yini ka dhogo rise so na, yini dhowa, yini ngin rosi ngin chida, den rosi ngin dhowa re, teni ki nisi di xie gogo re, yese na songa re lada.
So reflecting on your future life means that, you know, when we die, you know, then what will happen to us? So, you know, when we die, we're not going to disappear. We need to, you know, go to the next life. So in next life, there's only two states or, you know, is two states, you know, either to a, you know, fortunate existence or to an unfortunate existence. So if we read, you know, through the text, it is, you know, easy to understand, don't need, you know, any, you know, explanations.
Nyeba jite shima chowa jowa nyeje, shima cheta jowa jowa nyeje dedo samba ne, katu doa.
So we read the text, contemplating what will occur in your future life, the happiness or suffering of two types of being.
Teta nyudu chowa ne, nyeba sende dolu melas, shi yu odu, yans mede mudowa jewa lang gosos.
So we read the text, since it is certain that you will die soon, as previously mentioned, you cannot remain in this life. As you do not cease to exist after death, you will be reborn. Furthermore, you will be reborn in either a happy or a miserable realm.
So, la re jeda do ti tanda pa do zambeli no me de chi ma re se ni chi ten be do as. Te rani le po de rani le be chi de desa jin de me do as ne ni se ba tswa yu ji go go do.
So, I have to read a little more, I think. Because there is no birthplace other than among these two type of beings. So, here, you know, we need to contemplate or understand that, you know, everybody has to, you know, die, you know, there's no one who, you know, didn't went through this, you know, thing. So, you know, me too, you know, sooner or later, gonna die. So that kind of, feeling, you know, need to occur by doing the meditation.
Wana nyeba shu gugu yo na, ni shu shuwa tiyi tsena, ni mame shuwa na ki junchi rogu rewe esu lao su na.
As mentioned here, you know, when we die, are we, you know, cease to exist?
Junchi rogu ma re, chiwa shi nyeba to lang gugu re esu.
No, you are not going to cease to exist. You have to be, you know, reborn.
So, yeah, when you talk about the city, me, just to go to the center, so I had you need to tell us about the city over there. So,
you will be reborn. So who is going to reborn here, you know, when we die? So, you know, the person or the, you know, I, you know, that is going to the next life.
Do you get to see, you know, the Lhasa? Soso go la rante la chibyo ne pena soso la mi pena ngal chi loza tenzi sa lagu ya na tiki mi de kaa tagu du ta chi chi cha da sa la da.
So we need to, you know, analyze, you know, what is the nature of this person who is going to be reborn, that I, you know, what is the nature of that I, such as Rinpoche's name is Lobsang Tenzin. So Lobsang Tenzin will be reborn. So, you know, what is the nature of that I? We need to investigate.
Telo nga so na bi tu ta dong lo la yin pu bo nga ka khan sa re se yang pu bo ji khan sa re se ya ro yang ji na ba shi ba ji ko khan sa re se ro yang ji khan sa se de ta sang re se ni khan sa de chu ma ra mo bo ye se la da.
So that kind of person, you know, in Buddhist school of thoughts, there are many different you know, varieties of interpretations. You know, some believe, you know, all five aggregates are that person. And some believe only one aggregate is the, that person. And some believe that, you know, mere, you know, interpretation of thought, you know, that kind of, you know, I or person is going to be reborn. So there are many different kind of, you know, interpretations.
So ye lo le cha dewa da wo chi da de xie jiao dewa da wo de bian na yi ji na ba xi ba kan sa de de wo ma ran ji ba yi ji na ba xi ba kan sa re se de des ji de xie jiao dewa da lo le chi cha dewa de bu de la de xie bi ju de xi ma ro wo se la ye de.
And you know, Madhyamaka school of thought, you know, believe that, you know, the consciousness, which is, you know, continuity, that will, you know, posit as the, you know, as the person. So that will, you know, going to next life.
Da ka je oma tanju wa ki tatu si ke che de xie suna ni pumbo la ta zang ta zang jing gan de jiao shi ma ro wo shi la ge shi la da.
So that you know, kind of you know, interpretation is little you know, easier for us to understand. So you know, in any in the, you know, the middle ways interpretation, that, you know, mere designated, you know, on the combination of all the aggregates, that kind of mere designated, you know, name or the mere name or the label, that is going to be reborn.
Wana tiri yunga san yina re, nanshi ji jun yun re, wana jiwa shima ro di, ani jiwa shima ro sa tila kasu yore se suna, ani ruwa nyi re.
So, you know, whether it is, you know, the consciousness, you know, or whether it is, you know, mere, you know, designated merely name, which designated on the, you know, level on the five aggregates, whether whatever, you know, it is reborn in two, you know, two realms, whether in a you know higher or a lower.
Dia kono do lo ase pese bot den yo se ta ji jiwa se lang go so ji den yo do wa ji le je de che sa be be den ro gi ro che wa yin no se de ta.
So it is very clearly mentioned here, so we read the text. Since you are Allah, so I think I have to read it again, because there is because there is no birthplace other than among these two type of beings.
Tan mesenge chi de todos ta do ri chu yi dong yi do ni ye ba da so mi to la se yo ro la da le ta mi da ni ye ba da.
So among the six different kind of beings, the human existence, human beings, and the animal beings, which are obvious to us. So this, we can see, it is obvious to us, the animal being and as well as the human being. So as mentioned here, these two kind of being, which is, controlled by our karma. So read the text. Since you are controlled by your karma and cannot choose where you will be reborn. So if we cannot choose and we are controlled, then who is controlling us is either the virtuous karma or the non-virtuous karma.
So
here, if we have a control of our rebirth, then we all want to we all want to be reborn in a, happy existence. And if there is a creator, then that creator is, should send us where we want to be reborn. So we want to be reborn in a, a higher existence. So, that creator should, create us in a fortunate existence. So that is the interpretation of the, Dharma's point view, and from the scientific point view, is not sure whether it is interpreted because of different chemicals and different elements or whatever, some flower, same seed, some grew bigger with the chemicals, some didn't grow that much because of different chemicals. So that Rinpoche is not sure, he wonders.
Pena shindo de meto giri de chu de lui gi sin so na ko lemba de gri ya de la tu se chi le de gro wa de na gi ga so gi me de le chi sa ya tun de chi gi sin de de ma to de le gi me no shi chi me ba chi gu de cha na ka ru juan yo sa ga chi
so for the plant you know that need you know different conditions you know like fertilizer and you know heat and so on so as long as those are there you know and the you know and the you know season if this all these things gather it sustains and in the human being too you know like that you know that would be the same or you know or what else he just wonder
gune ta che de chi ji che go ye che re sala da
so all these different kind of you know interpretations or the different views you know it is important to you know analyze and investigate
pena ta ngatso pena chu yi kelin ris mo che wa chi ye kan ji che wa shi ma sen ye chi da ya ro se chi de do ro se chi ta ni de ji so chi de che ge do as la
so all the believers you know they believe that you know when we die either we go to a good place or we go to a you know miserable place everybody you know believe the same
dela de chulu mo bo chi yore nya da mo bo chi yore kan gi shu ji mo bo do asla
and also because of different beliefs there are you know in the name of belief you know they some people manipulate and there are you know lot of conflicts also happen because of you know those mischievous person
did nega garzi gorse sona meda mendo wa chewasima chi dogi dubudu ta goro ala da
so the point here is it is hard but the point here is you know when we die we not gonna you know cease to exist so you know we need to be reborn and we need to do our best to be reborn in you know in the better place
ye chulu ge tawa khade ke che che shi wa ina nga so ge ta ji je ha ye ma re s nga so yo che pe ge ju bu ta ba da ge no che de nga so ji la ki ge ma re de da ye jo wa shi ma ro ye ba de ta ji re sa la na
so if Rinpoche speak of in you know from the point of dharma then you know we don't really need to investigate you know those you know great masters you know they are so smart and their intelligence is you know is uncomparable so you know those great masters you know investigate and you know and they through investigation and you know their you know experience and attainments all those things you know explains you know precisely so you know our intellectual you know intelligence is limited so you know so we don't Rinpoche thinks you know whatever those masters you know mentioned we should 100% rely on
당가 좀 저거이다 때다 이 타집이 숨비리 로자라 마을 번지 내가나 기체다 퍼버진데 저원 저러스리 다 레제진원지 나 어디 가리 이용도 로그선 내가나 이 퍼버진데 로그레스
So we read the text, you will be reborn in the manner in which your virtuous and non-virtuous karma impels you to be reborn.
Teta dansa, da yinsu de chena, chindashi de junyang de nginri dungye samba shade, gubo lulu jes.
Read the text, this being the case, contemplate the suffering of the miserable realms, thinking, how would it be if I were born in a miserable realms? Mm-hmm. As the protector Nagarjuna says.
Da le gyawa da me gyawa ni yipan de nga ni chewa shima denro la chesar ngi ro chesar sena ngone tone chena mo jogu ma ri si jogu ma ra ni shegre sene pelan yo de sugdo la dalan ri chon.
So if that is the case, you know, then, you know, we need not to worry about to be, you know, reborn in a higher existence, you know. And also we don't need to go to a fortune teller where we will be reborn. So it is obvious to ourselves that you know, what kind of karma or what kind of person we are. It is obvious to ourselves, and we will know if we have a, you know, accumulate a good karma, definitely going to higher existence. If we have a bad karma, you know, definitely we're going to a lower existence.
Tang yin le megyawa ma de nga ngene yesu de ma de chesa ji de medu a sana do na tang yesu ge dohe de sana do ne ni de la jo ta ta de che go wor na da de yi de da le dohe de xie go wor sana da
so if we have, you know, create a lot of bad karma, then we definitely going to born in lower existence. So, you know, to be not born in reborn in lower existence, you know, we try to refrain from those, you know, non-virtuous deeds.
Rodo tsashi chawayi, nyewa nyema jiji chayis, chaygon taki ribayi, nyeda tachang chaybasha, mubi dungi raubayi, shesun tashi chaybasha, di juna pang, karsa di juna pang, de juxi, taka zangli buyi lu, deto tuyusu ngesu ju, rodo dredi chaybasha, shesun bi shiro wasota.
Read the text as Protector Nagarjuna says, reflect daily on the hells, both those extremely hot and cold. Reflect also on the hungry ghosts, emaciated by hunger and thirst. Observe and reflect on the animals, overcome by the suffering of stupidity. Eliminate the causes of these and create the causes of happiness. A human body in this world is difficult to obtain. Once you have it, diligently stop the causes of miserable rebirths. Nagarjuna says is, you know, there are different kind of hells, you know, hot and cold.
Nyewa nyuma chi shi chen se de, nyewa da cha dang ka jie su na yang, nyuma chi ni chi la nong hien de nyewa na zo zo we chi chi ma re, nyuma chi nyewa nong hien chi ki, lo, mo lo nyuma so jata mo mo nyong go re su do.
So this kind of extremely hot and cold hells, if we, you know, reborn in that kind of existence, you know, then, you know, we need to suffer, you know, not only for one day or, you know, or 1 week or so, but, you know, you're going to be remain there for long, long time, maybe, you know, eons. And after the hell, you know, little better is hungry ghost existence. And the hungry ghosts, they are, you know, suffering is from hunger and thirst. Then, you know, little better existence is the, you know, animal existence. And their suffering is stupidity. So what is the stupidity is that, you know, they are mute and they are dumb. So the sum up here, eliminate the causes of this and create the causes of happiness. It's clear here.
Toka zali buyeli todi tyusu gesu ju rad de de che bashas. De de ye toka be zambeli buyeli to de de no so ka je lang to ye de ka tu be ji shi. Ni de de ye de ko de la ni shi sun la so ye ni ju de ko de to de de pang tu che go le. Rad de de che shu ze de ka le jo ne. Ni de de ju ru shu sun wa.
So we have obtained, you know, difficult to obtain, you know, human rebirth. So now is the time that, you know, we diligently stop the causes of the you know, miserable those rebirths. So diligently means, you know, make, you know, great effort, and, you know, stop means uproot the causes to be reborn in those, you know, miserable existence. So Rinpoche said that, you know, the Buddha Shakyamuni and the Nagarjuna, you know, Rinpoche hopes they are not scaring us. So there is a guy who wrote a book, you know, in his book mentions that, you know, on the, you know, above the space, there is a heaven, you know, there, you know, their wish is spontaneously fulfilled. They don't have to make any efforts, you know. That's the heaven. And there is a hell down there, and they are in the full of, you know, miseries. So, you know, that guy wrote, these two kind of things doesn't exist at all.
Mm-hmm. Tonto Kayo Mengi Saula, Casa, Janka Gomi, Combati the Caneo was Colodua.
And, you know, and underneath, you know, the earth, you know, there it says there is a, you know, Lord of the Deaths, you know, existence, and there are a lot of scary things, those, you know, the iron, you know, prisons, and, you know, all those things, you know, he said, you know, how could that be exist?
Chidang chu xie kipa dhani na kandasa, beno ngon tsa yi tangji, ni kandasa, ji dungen xie yu di sen la yi ni ji anglam bichu xion dungi, yang ji tangji tsimo xie yi yang gemo xion dungi, dhidi ye chidang langri xie kipa yin dhari xie kandasa, sumu jindu a lama tisai.
If the you know the instructor or the you know teacher is skillful, then you know in between his teaching, you know the instructor will explain, you know, the story, or different events that related with the teaching, so that you know some events or story can really, you know, move you, and some really get you a great admiration, and, you know, so on. So, you know, that is how the skillful teacher lead his disciples into the teaching and as well as into the path. So, you know, one request, you know, before that, you know, one to listen to a story. And as well as Swamiji is here from India, so Rinpoche wanna tell a little story happened in India.
Hmm. I just wanted to because Chumo Ganga is down there. The Gyanu Shila Chhote is showing you a.
So in Buddha's time, you know, in the bank of a river Ganges, you know, the Buddha is giving a teaching to somebody.
Tena shena thari mo mai ye ye ta jena na shuz kasa gawo se la do kaje po ji ma he so ne kaje ta ne bo ji le chue sun sa kon de sa ji la po ji ye la ba na kaje ji ko ne ni ba ma he do ra do de so ne de sa ro.
And Buddha is giving a teaching to a person there, and nearby there is a, you know, one guy who is herding the buffaloes, and he is holding a stick, and while Buddha giving the teaching to that person, he can hear the teaching, and he is standing there and listening to the Buddha's teaching, whatever is given to that person. So that person, you know, is holding a stick, standing on a stick, and, you know, he unknowingly, you know, stem his stick on a frog. Mm-hmm. In the grass. So usually people do that, you know, holding the stick with both hands and resting his chin on the tip of the stick. So he is doing like that, and on the bottom of his stick there is a, you know, unknowingly, you know, stamp on a frog, and that frog can not move, and you know, and well, you know, at the same time he is listening to the Buddha's teaching.
Bepa te pacha yenge jin sarwa da bepa te ye ni ko gyu to ne ge jwa yin na shu de te ye ni de bi chue sen la pacha che ge sen ne ni ko te ba la te pa che ne shin do wa bepa te.
So you know, well, the that buffalo hard man underneath his stick there is a frog, and the frog is frog might be a might have been a create a good karma, so he is conscious that, you know, he's listening to the Buddha's teaching. So if the frog make a noise, and he can escape, but you know, he will interrupt the buffalo hard man, that man's, you know, listening to the Buddha's teaching. So he remained there, and eventually the frog died.
Bepa de shima ta da ni jachin ri ki hlal je wa lendo.
And when frog die, because of his good intention, immediately that frog reborn in the, you know, Burma, you know, existence is a kind of celestial existence, God existence, one of the God existence.
Dago lhala cheza di, ini lhala chewa tegara yi dango shi ri rapa chiyo ro, tegi, ini ku gani ni ka shipa sha, ini gani chiya sha, le kari wongi chiya ta yu di, ini nga dhaja tenpa sha chiyo ro, tepa chibi chiya sha ni, ini dunro chi lhala chewa te ku ki shi duwa.
So, those, you know, God existence, that those celestial beings, you know, they have a certain degrees of clairvoyance. So then with his clairvoyance, he investigate, you know, where he come from and how he reborn in this existence, and what is the causes of, you know, to be reborn in that existence. So then he looked, and he found that, you know, all those whatever mentioned before.
Ani tema thad ani dhaje temba sa chula mi se ki tepa thune yo dhaje temba sa chato kan ru du ta sa de ni chu bi se da la sa ani ma zam mi yu ni ma phe do la de yo de chen.
So immediately, you know, he felt a great admiration toward Buddha, and then, you know, he descended from his existence down to the earth to get the blessings from Buddha.
Ani teyin shi ba yin lang san, ani ko dilo pa pa chen ne, ani dela ani denpa jala su bi chue su ne, ani te dha chen bi kumbha ta duwa.
And, you know, Buddha's clairvoyance sees that, you know, this is the, you know, time to teach him, and, you know, he can be a, you know, he can attain the attainment. So, you know, Buddha give him the, you know, teachings of four noble truths and so on. Then, you know, that that God, you know, immediately attain the attainment of the four destroyers.
Then that can be come to be no some do ta kan je tambi chue su ni te ji kan je na ma lo ko yin na de ni jin sa re ti ne ko la da je de ba sha je tu ba yo yo la shung ye ni ta ji ge no de sa na te me lo me ne wa je ni ji tambi chue la zo wa yin za ne ji na ma lo ko ta zhe ji la chu mo ka ga de shi bi shu chu de la yo chu mo shu ji chu ga re yin na se ne ya so wa ta do.
So then, you know, Buddha was teaching in the bank of the river Ganges, you know, as mentioned before. So, you know, at that time, almost in the dawn, you know, people, some monks, you know, they are meditating, and you know, and they saw there is a, you know, big kind of light happened there. So you know, they came to Buddha and you know, asked, you know, why there is a big, you know, light happen in front of Buddha.
Bebaji in Hal Chaval and Hadi Yujuma, Zamuli, the Yun Churches of Pevare, any Church and Aranes, a song and a logic, Chamachi is on door.
And then Buddha told those monks that, you know, the whatever the story before, that, you know, and Buddha gave the teaching and he attained that kind of great attainments and so on.
Any Kutundu ye bevache ge lehte kandichene leh karisabare sene ya tegishibale shundwa.
So then again the monks asked to the Buddha that why, you know, what kind of causes, you know, that that frog to be born as a frog.
Ko bepate ngu ene sanje yesu zamelin le pe ni ne ko sala ene genunje ene ne imba tendo la ji dingye de la sang de la nyoba sha de shu ne ge jire do.
So then Buddha told the story of the frog that, you know, in his the frog's previous life, you know, many times, a long time ago, that one time he was a monk at the Buddha Kashyapa's time, and he was a meditator.
Ko biji ji gomba de chino le gong ja so yenge de chin sa re ti yin chan de gomba de nu chen de me pa so la ni ji be che jo jo jeng lo jo jeng de de ye ko san de la ze ji de nyoba de ne sha ji me do.
So he was meditating there in the monastery, and you know, in that monastery there are a lot of monks, and there are a lot of activities going on, you know, some are reciting, some are meditating, and some are debating, and you know, so on. So you know, while he is meditating, you know, all those noise, you know, of the other monks, you know, disturb his concentration.
Bende tonta pasona kanje ta tezu gudinge chege tezu gudinge chege sene hanlo peche nanglo de chege yasaro dene chile ni kolong lo ndo.
So then he began his meditation at the dawn, and you know, he thinks that, you know, the noise will go away and it will eventually come down, then I will meditate. And he postponed, and eventually it become morning.
Ani ko yik telo do garre yeso gi gyanlo de se bepa na gi sensana ko ke ja de garre se na khaton do.
So then, you know, he get frustrated because, you know, he couldn't meditate. Then, you know, he criticized the monks that, you know, those Buddha Kashyapa's monks are like a frog. All night they, you know, make a noise.
Di yi le sa ne, ini bepa jiawa le ba re es. Ini nga ko bepa de ini ka sa tanda, zigi de yi ne ne, sanje le tepa je ne, ini jachin ri yela le jiawa re es, le de ni song doa.
So because of that, you know, remarks or criticism, he born as a frog in that life, and you know, because of, you know, not interrupting that buffalo herds, you know, listening to the teaching, and you know, and or and so on, so he born in a guard realm, and then you know, all those things, you know, told to the monks.
Lendesi tene re de la da tan ben chin chung ji ge tan da le chen bu shu wen de me yan de.
So there is a two set of karma. One is a good karma, one is a bad karma. Even though, you know, we should not neglect the the small negative karma or a small good karma, we should cultivate, even if it is a small one, you know, even the small karma will give a big result.
Kaandona leje jingwa re selaw yidi ani ngano tsuge lanle tu yete la ra le yidi ngune re wasla.
So everything, you know, happen because of the karma. So, you know, if that is the case, then, you know, we need to be really mindfulness about our, you know, activities or actions of our three doors.
That is much lower in that number. Tell a quarter of the cheaper than you do, don't hear somebody send the nature there, so do I.
Read the text. It is extremely important to meditate in general on the sufferings of the cyclic existence and in particular on the suffering of the miserable realms. So for example, if somebody asks, you know, why we need to meditate on the suffering of the, you know, samsara. So we might think that's true. So Rinpoche mentioned this many times, that some of his friends told him that you shouldn't talk about the suffering nature of the cyclic existence for the American people.
Thing you chose lai bala da donghe ma shin da donghe le chab bi chau thang gar wala da donghe de he ma jan chang ron de he jin ja sar ag ma la da.
So they said, you know, they might not like to hear this kind of things. So Rinpoche think is important to, you know, talk about. Because, you know, if you don't know, then, you know, don't reflect on the suffering nature of the, you know, samsara or the cyclic existence, then we should not, we could not able to generate the wish to free from the, those kind of, you know, suffering nature. And also, if we don't talk about the taking refuge in three jewels, then, you know, we are not, you know, able to become a Buddhist.
Then number 30 by chu hi se di chuno zo ji sa ya tong ya bo yo ji da no ji bo yo ten dal jin hi ge ma re la da dan dang ga sun ji ten le cha bi no ji bo sing ji ro ti yu bi ten dal chu hi na ma bi ri sa la da.
So Buddha's teaching, you know, when you listen to the teaching, you know, it is not like entertain you and, you know, and talk about the, you know, the foods and different pleasures of this mundane life, you know, if somebody talk about like that, try to entertain and, you know, make some kind of, you know, humors and so on, then that would be kind of fake.
Sambatela detu gande jimen juwa to mutu ngi rani la ji hewa da dewa.
So if one talk about how to, you know, how to calm our mind and how to bring peace within us, you know, and that kind of thing, then there's that is, you know, that is true. So the general suffering of the cyclic existence, and especially the you know, suffering nature of the miserable existence, it will follow up. So people who come here, if they really, you know, wanting to, you know, make some effort and try to implement, you know, then that is worthwhile for all of us, you know, to gather here and, you know, all those things. Otherwise, people come here just to pass the time and, you know, sit here and listen something and then forget about when we leave, you know. If that is the case, then that is all a waste of everybody's time.
Data rani donghe chi so mari re donghe chi so lung bi chu sa na ne yin jong ye nga je ta che pa do ba da so do.
Read the text. For if you contemplate how you have fallen into the oceans of suffering, you will then turn away from it.
Tik ten da dire Rani ini pena ngesu pena khuyi jangso na nuwa se na re ini ngesu gi dongge nyongsi ji sana to ai na ani rani ti ji ngaje da ji samba chapo jepa se ngi do gure so do a.
And thereby overcome our pride and arrogance.
De kanni do sar la da pena ro pena ngaje de jepa se ngaje min se yin se ji da ji
So thereby overcome our pride and arrogance. So, you know, how, you know, it will overcome our pride and arrogance. We all have, this pride and arrogance. We all think I am the best, I am, you know, better than everybody, and so on. So when we reflect on the, you know, our nature of samsara, you know, then, you know, it really helps to, you know, minimize those things.
Read
the text. Seeing suffering as the result of non-virtuous karma, you will be careful to avoid sins and infractions. That's very, you know, easy to understand.
Donghe mendo bene dewan de las deyan geyin jebe tone gewa jubala gawas.
Read the text. Since you want happiness, not suffering, and understand that happiness is the result of virtue, you enjoy cultivating virtue.
Ko da ngesu ge donghe san so na ni dipa pawa la ni zemba da
So is that true, what mentioned here? So, you know, Merely, you know, just, you know, understanding that doesn't help much for us because, you know, we have not implemented and we have not yet, you know, arise a full conviction on the karma yet.
Rangi nyangla paani es, zhenla yang nijie jawatang, kuwa li yin jung ne, taba tenyi jawatang es. Dunghe jinji ne, jangzhu shu jabu su ji, nyangne jinne, tema shi dupi dong chenpo wo songdo.
Read the text. Once you have assessed your own condition, you develop compassion for other. After you have turned away from cyclic existence, you develop an aspiration for liberation. Affrighted by the suffering, you fervently go for refuge to the Three Jewels. Meditation on suffering is the great summary that include these and many other key points of practice. So Rinpoche make a little commentary here. So we will say that to obtain Buddhahood, you know, we need to practice, you know, Vajrayana. So the Vajrayana practice, you know, derived from, you know, the from bodhicitta and as well as emptiness.
Pena dinner dijire Pena jalitan jiji shawa sheba solch. Mingunella, nobody jangola, and lekacheba chonjuri cogula, the Alessanga singing.
So the Vajrayana practice is, you know, like a rainbow body, you know. In the nature of emptiness, doing all sort of activities in the nature of emptiness.
Tendriki tumbani je kwa kasim ge kase ya boya na ropa shanchu ji seme na sanje sal ndoye ye shobani je no shobaji de che sar.
So if one has a, you know, deep understanding of emptiness, but is lacking of, you know, body mind or the bodhicitta, then, you know, it is like a bird. It is like a bird with one wing. So, you know, he can't fly. So, you know, without the, you know, bodhicitta, only emptiness cannot lead us to Buddhahood.
Tendriki shanchu ki sen sen ki de yung ala, ni ji chenpo sen ki de mena shanchu sen yung sakuro ya mara lada.
So to have this, you know, awakened mind or the bodhicitta, first one need to generate the great, you know, altruistic thoughts. Mm-hmm. It's the seed of, you know, the bodhicitta.
Dendru yin hiji chenpo singe de yung ala, ini tombo, ini nyenju ki samba se ma yung ba shi, hiji yung sa kuro yo ma re.
So to have this, you know, great altruistic thought of the mind, you know, first, you know, it we need to have genuine renunciation, wish to free from this cyclic existence.
Dendrugi nyenjugi sense ge de yongala ani kwa de ani dongye jara yi ta gur sala.
So to have this kind of renunciation, first we need to know the suffering nature of the cyclic existence.
Kwa dongye jara yi ta se de kwa jada jara yi ani dongye jin na se sa yi de tan dan de ni hibe dongye jin na se sa yi de le sala.
So as mentioned here, suffering nature of cyclic existence means the general suffering nature of the cyclic existence, and particularly, suffering nature of the lower cyclic existence.
Ngatsun de kase shiye sana senan juwa mete yite, chuyo kaale war sana lama chiba suwa na ye, zyokat zyoran rayi kuwa de gayi tse na tongyo loba se de gayi tse na ki tadyo la, ngatsun meto dona na yi chi tadyo resa.
So for us, how much we listen to the teaching and how much we try to understand the suffering nature of the cyclic existence, but it doesn't make any difference for us, because as mentioned in the Guru Puja or the Lama Chopa, that the suffering nature of samsara is like a prison that cannot able to tolerate. That suffering is so tremendous that we cannot able to tolerate. But we see this cyclic existence as a beautiful garden that we don't wanna leave this cyclic existence. So this to reflect on the suffering nature of cyclic existence is very important, and as well as it is a great, sum up teachings of the Buddha.
Thalo wey na te ta yang xuan ju le es, dong ye me ba ngen ju me, de chu sen ten ba ne xie dang es, ye dong ye yin den, dong ye yin den ne ju ye chen ba se wa xie, kuo wa la ni ji jie di ban zhe xie ge la ga xie dang es.
We read the text similarly. Engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds says, since without suffering there is no determination to be free, you mind stay fixed. And also, furthermore, the good qualities of the suffering are that you dispel arrogance with your disenchantments. Develop compassion for the being of cyclic existence. Carefully avoid sin and delight in virtue. And further, overwhelmed by fear, I offer myself to Samyandabhadra.
Donghe me ba chito ba de donghe me ba ngenju me so so donghe ne sima so na ngenju che ge ma re ngenju me na ni ji me na shang ju sen sen ro re do as la.
So as mentioned earlier, no suffering, no renunciation, no renunciation and no bodhicitta.
Donghe ye ten karyo yasu na donghe ji na ji sa so na chowa ji chowa da chenpa se gre se de tanji donghe na ji sa na ni rani ji nga ji ta ni tanji ji la so chenpa se gre se de shun ju yilung ta garang do ala da.
So as mentioned before, it's the same thing in Daishanti Devas in the Bodhisattvas did. The suffering, when we know the suffering nature of the, you know, our existence, then it dispels our, you know, pride and arrogance. So if we, you know, examine carefully, you know, this treatises is, somebody created, but it seems like written by the great Indian masters. So as Rinpoche mentioned before that who write this master write this too, so it is like as well as the Atisha and the Lama Tsongkhapa, all those great masters, can be the writer of this text. Read the text. Although engaging in bodhisattva deeds, discuss these qualities of suffering from the viewpoint of suffering experienced in the past, the same qualities characterize further suffering as well.
Tanda rani jula donghe ji yo na donghe te la tanda ji lo ji ji wa ji yo gro was ji dan te rani jula ji han she ji de mi ma mo ba na pe na ngang ye so ki donghe de nyo go re se ne donghe ji na chi de sa na to ne ni de la tan de yo go re ji ba re so ba re.
So here is that what it mentioned here is that right now if we have a suffering right now, we want to overcome that suffering. Same like, we going to experience a suffering in future, we want to overcome that suffering too, like the suffering at the present time. So like we going to suffer in future, we also have the same, wanting to free from that future suffering too. So, we came to another chapter, and as well as, we are out of time, so we don't have a time for questions. So, Rinpoche apologize.
So
we do the dedication as usual, that with this whatever merit we have accumulated, may become the causes of, you know, to obtain the Buddhahood for ourselves and as well as infinite sentient beings.
Yeah.